Joining us now from Torridge, John Claffey. John, welcome into the golf shop.
Hey, thanks for having me.
You know, the more I play with the Torridge irons, the more impressed I am. I have the Torridge CBX Forged, and I'm telling you what, probably bar none, the best iron I've ever played in terms of the way it feels, the way I can work the golf ball with it, the consistency out of it. Why didn't more people not play Torridge?
Well, you know, we have a cult-like following. I'm glad you brought up the irons because our president, our founder, our chief designer, David Glad, has become one of the world's foremost best golf club designers in the world. And he has been making great irons for years, but everybody always kind of talks about the fairway wood and the hybrid and the iron wood. So I'm really glad you brought up the level of irons that we've been putting out for some time now.
Well, how have you guys, I mean, again, you've got a cult following him and adding a you know, sort of different layers and different levels of club to for every level of golfer. But you've also managed to get into, you know, wedges and bags and putters and all that other stuff. How have you been able to do that without diluting what it is you already do best?
Survival. You know, it was we're a top 10 manufacturer in pretty much every category that you could think of when it comes to clubs. But along the way, certain people would disappear. And or the industry would condense, and you know, 2008 was hard on everybody in the industry, and Torridge looked around and said, where can we make a better product for less money and give people what they need and without breaking the bank? And so the bag category was wide open, and we're still one of the best producers of bags for you know, bang for your buck, and the same with the sets that we make, the junior sets, the ladies sets, and the bazooka sets that we make for beginners and people that have been away from the game or just don't want to spend too much on golf clubs. We make really, really quality golf clubs at decent prices for people to come in and really, you know, for the guy that plays, you know, 2 to 3 times a year, we've got the answer for them. For the guy that plays 20 times a year, we've got the answer. And for the top of the pyramid, you know, all the way up to PGA Tour Pro, we've got the answer for them as well.
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting to me because when you talk about clubs, I mean, people are paying for a brand or a mark or whatever that they when you talk about R&D, you guys are second to none in R&D. And in terms of manufacturing, most golf clubs are manufactured in essentially the same factories. So you're dealing with, there's not a quality issue with a less expensive product like Torridge, and there's not an R&D problem. So how do we get more people on the train? We want to evangelize.
Well, it is an awareness issue because what you're paying for with the other manufacturers is the marketing hype. You've got your $499 driver. You're paying for a $299 driver with $200 hype attached to it. So we have been putting all of our money into materials and not marketing over the years. And they brought me on as the vice president of marketing, and we've added John Craig, brought him over from Australia. He was a longtime distributor for Torridge to come and kind of organize everything. So we know that the brand name needs to be more out there and needs to have more exposure. And so we're pushing those buttons. And really what we decided to do strategy-wise was to concentrate almost all of our advertising efforts on our mid-tier price point with product, which is Hot Launch. And so we just launched the Hot Launch 3 product, HL3, at the PGA show. And we're talking all the technology that we could think of to throw into this complete set from driver to wedge. So the driver, for example, has cup face technology. It has a rear weight. It has a power channel. It's got variable face thickness technology. You're getting all of that stuff that comes in a $499 driver at $189. And it's the numbers that it's putting up when you're testing it are either the exact same as these $399, $499 drivers or even beating them. So we've kind of found this formula to just make people aware of that. And because of the fact that golf club prices are not getting any cheaper, they're getting, you know, every year they're trying to get people used to spending this exorbitant amount of money for a single driver. And we're just not all about that. We've got our high-end line, but But there is no other player in the game that's giving great prices like us for high technology.
Yeah, I mean, like you said, I equate it to going in and buying a car, and the first thing that you see on the bottom line is destination charge. I'm not paying that, and that's what you're paying when you pay. You know, when you go to these other companies and destination charge and their R&D charges and all that stuff, and you're paying the price for that. And like you said, you develop a high end club. But at the same time, you're taking all that same technology and a lot of those same materials, and they're going into this $189 driver. And that's what's impressive to me.
That's correct. And, you know, we've got our high-end stuff. A lot of people would look at exotics and say, wow, look at how expensive that is. But at the same time, you know, our CBX Fairywood and Hybrid that just won on tour last week on the Champions Tour, and first and second place, you know, they're pricey, but at the same time, they're the only titanium-faced fairywoods and hybrids on the market. So everybody walked away from titanium for metal woods a few years ago and never came back to it. It was because of the cost. They could never pull it off. So we're talking about a material that is very, very expensive, and the price has been going up. But we know that it's the material that's going to give you the best performance. We know that, and consumers remember titanium in their metal wood, giving them the better sound and the better distance properties. So it's something that we took it out to the tour, and the guys are going, wow, is this titanium face? We go, yeah, we're the only ones still doing it in metal woods. And so we have now had 30 clubs in play after three events on the Champions Tour in 2018, and we're the fastest growing club out there.
And I think you guys have changed your marketing strategy a little bit. If people have been paying attention to the Golf Channel, you've seen advertisements from y'all as well, right?
That's correct. That is correct. We are our first TV ad in 15 years. I don't know if you remember the last one, but it was featuring Rodney Dangerfield. So that's how far back that goes. But, that was the ethos of the company, was to just throw all the money into materials and to making the best product and having that word of mouth do the job for us. But because we are on an island on our own with HL3 as far as price point, there's no one even close to us for the quality that you get for the price. We had to make that known. And so the strategy was to kind of take the advertising effort off of exotics and to let the tour speak for exotics and to really shine a light on this hot launch product and attach a custom fitting message to it. To where we get, you know, you can come into any of our 1,000 stores that have an HL3 fitting bag. You can get fit for an entire set of clubs, and 48 hours later, your order is guaranteed to be back at that store. So that is our custom fitting program that we've attached to Hot Launch 3, and it's really, really working for us.
All right, so how much of a sell job did you have to do internally to make that shift, you know, to let, you know, to get more clubs out there on the tour and to get more of that exposure and to, you know, to take the HL3 and do the you know, promotions with it? I mean, what kind of conversation was that?
it was, you know, I've been here 6 months, and I'll tell you that it was part of the reason why I came on. And you know, this whole thing has been being planned out for, you know, a good 10 months. So it's really the organization that John Craig, who I mentioned, has kind of implemented and been working with David Glott and Gordon Glott on. And you know, I think it just took a little bit of a test to see the light that, you know, things have shifted just enough for us to focus. You know, the quality of the hot launch is there. So it's nothing to hide behind. We actually want to get it in the limelight. And then the exotics message was, you know, don't just try to have a PGA Tour player luckily put this into play and see what happens. Let's go out there, find the right tour for us, fill the void that Adams left on Champions Tour, and really get a stable of guys that are using us week in, week out, and be able to kind of push that through public relations and just letting everybody know the success that we're having on tour.
Yeah, I mean, because you've had top, you know, touring pros and top, you know, amateurs around the country have a couple of your clubs in the bag for years, right? But just not necessarily the name on the outside of the bag.
Yeah, this win last week was our 11th win on the PGA Tours, and the majority of those were on the big tour. It was just, you know, it was few and far between. The guys would put the club in play, and the next thing you know, we're off and running. And it's one guy, and we kind of have to, you know, scramble to let everybody know about it. But this is a dedicated program that we've got with the Champions Tour. We've made it our home. We're going to be out there for the foreseeable future. It's wonderful. These guys are very approachable. They've seen it all. You know, they appreciate the fact that we're out there trying to service them. And they're big names. Everybody knows who they are. So it's just kind of the right time for us to be out there on the Champions Tour and introducing our Exotics product.
Yeah, okay. So let's say we have listeners out there who actually believe what we say. And, you know, there's no telling if that actually happens. But let's say somebody believes our story here. And Mark and I both love the Tour Edge product line. I have a bag that is absolutely the best bag I've ever owned. And I've owned bags of all kinds and different, you know, just all the right pockets. And everything's just right about this bag. I hope it never breaks down so I never have to get rid of it. But, you know, if you're looking at somebody who wants to go out and buy a full set, woods through, you know, wedges, and they're talking putters. About the HL2 and the HL3, whether they get it custom fit or not, what are we talking about price range to get to go wholesale change on my bag and go Tour Edge?
Full set, driver to wedge, hot launch 3, custom fit, 48-hour delivery, $1,200 for everything. So that's – just do the math there on – you know, what if all the premium clubs from big companies were there, that would be well over $2,500 and probably more.
Yeah, that's outrageous. Now, what if I just wanted to go off the rack? Maybe I'm not interested in a custom fitting, even though I know I should be. But let's say I just wanted to go off the rack. What is it going to cost me? Like for an HL
Tour set? $1,200. There's no charge for the custom fit.
Oh, there you go.
That's just where golf is headed. Yep.
Yeah, and
our tagline for this, our tagline for HL3. Is get fit, spend less, play better. We really, really mean it. We really, really want that direction of golf to go that way, because if you just go through that 30-minute fitting process, you're gonna play so much better because it fits to your spec that it's gonna blow your mind. So we're throwing. That's why HL3 is totally working. We are putting custom fitting behind it. We're giving you the best prices for the bang for your buck that one could offer in this industry. So you're getting high technology, you're getting fit, you're playing better, and you're not breaking the bank. PXG is bringing the price up so far in custom fitting that guys have that attitude, like, how much is this going to cost? They're a little wary of it. And we want to be the anti-PXG in this case. We want to be the open door to custom fitting where we're welcoming more golfers in and not shutting the door on people. So it's really everybody's following that price point up and up with custom fitting, and we saw an opportunity there.
Well, John, man, we always love talking to you guys over at Tour Edge. Again, I think you have great products, from the driver down to the putter, everything is exceptional, and you've got stuff for lefties as well.
Yeah, you do.
So Mike loves that as well. But yeah, we're gonna get you guys back on and talk more about this as the years go on, and we look forward to it.
Awesome. Thanks for having me. I got a lefty chipper with Mike's name on it.
Yes, I can replace my chipper.
There you go. Thanks a lot, John.
All right, boys. Have a great day.